Tolliver calls herself a second-chance woman. Now, the 45-year-old is dedicated to making sure her 11-year-old granddaughter makes the right choices the first time. To hear Tolliver explain it, she has turned her life around. Recently, she completed STAND University for Parents, or Stand Up, a program that teaches parents how to engage with their children in the school system. Tolliver spoke at the program's graduation ceremony about her life, having a baby at 14, dropping out of school, and turning to drugs.
What was I to do? School wasn't helping me. I mean, this is the thing about parents. We all have them, but are they there to be a parent? We have to learn how to be a parent.
And Stand Up aims to teach the skills that make people like Tolliver school savvy and help their children look beyond graduation. Around 100 Indianapolis public school parents and guardians have graduated from the 6-week course since it began earlier this year. During the 90-minute classes, parents learn about exams their children take, college options, and how to find out information about their schools. And they learn from one another, too. Ashley Thomas attended the first course and now works for Stanford Children. Thomas got involved in the effort to change the curriculum at the failing IPS School 93 as a result of her experience in the class.
It said, wow, this entire time you had this voice, this mouthpiece is what I call it, like to be able to really speak and really influence.
Thomas said many parents who attend the program need help talking to their kids about expectations for behavior or studying. Stanford Children wants to create a network of families who can support their children and eventually lead to improvements at IPS.
It's a community effort, and we're trying to rebuild the village. We always talk about it takes a village. We're trying to rebuild the village, so come on.
Recently, the organization was criticized by some for its financial support of 3 candidates for the Indianapolis School Board election. All of them ousted incumbents, including the board chair, in the November election. But Tolliver wants people to know how Stanford Children helped her to engage with her granddaughter, a high achiever at School 69, even more.
Before we go out in the morning, we have to read our Bible, and we talk, we communicate. We have to learn how to communicate with each other. We eat together so we can understand each other. I want to know, how did your day go? What did you do in class today? And I have to teach her to communicate and be happy with her friends. You know what I'm saying? It's not a play thing when you're in school. Your school is just like a job. You have to learn what you need to know in order to get where you need to go and successful in life.
Tolliver graduated from high school in May. She is now enrolled at Ivy Tech Community College. At last week's Stanford Children graduation, she spoke openly about redemption and how to move forward for your children.
Just because you don't know where your plan in your life is going to be, you always got a second chance.
Yes.
And that's it. Thank you.
Yes. Wow, thank you so much.
Stanford Children will offer its next 6-week course at 3 IPS schools in February. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.